Welcome to the Spectre Sisters,
your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Each week, your hosts will guide you through chilling true accounts of possible paranormal encounters, bizarre events, and local legends that blur the line between fact and fiction. But we're not here just to spook. We shine a flashlight on the dark corners, question everything, and peel back the layers to find the truth, or at least try.
Yeah, big man in a suit of armor. Take that off, what are you?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
Serum infusion, beginning in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Will that be all, Mr. Stark?
That would be all, Miss Potts.
Lose an hour of sleep your whole life?
Compared to lose a few with you. Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've probably done. It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
I never said you're a superhero.
Didn't? Well, good, because that would be outlandish and fantastic.
Please tell me you're going to appeal to my humanity.
Actually, I'm planning to threaten you.
You should have left your armor on for that.
Yeah. Seen a bit of mileage and you've got the glow stick of destiny. Would you like a drink?
Stalling me won't change anything.
No. Threatening. No drink, you sure? I'm having one.
The Chitauri are coming. Nothing will change that. What have I to fear?
The Avengers. That's what we call ourselves. Sort of like a team. Earth's mightiest heroes type thing.
Yes. I've met them.
Yeah. Takes us a while to get any traction, I'll give you that one. But let's do a head count here. Your brother, the demigod. A super soldier, living legend, who kind of lives up to the legend. A man with breathtaking anger management issues. A couple of master assassins, and you, big fella. You've managed to piss off every single one.
That was the plan.
Not a great plan. When they come, and they will, they'll come for you.
I have an army.
We have a Hulk.
Yeah, I can fly.
You and I are going to have a conversation later that you won't enjoy.
It's impossible.
Tony Stark was able to build this in a cave with a box of scraps.
I mean, what are we, a team? No. We're a chemical mixture that makes chaos. We're a time bomb.
The world has gotten even stranger than you already know.
At this point, I doubt anything would surprise me.
$10 says you're wrong.
I'd sit this one out, Cap.
I don't see how I can.
These guys come from legend. They're basically gods.
There's only one god, man. And I'm pretty sure he doesn't dress like that.
This simpler? Is this not your natural state? It's the unspoken truth of humanity that you crave subjugation. The bright lure of freedom diminishes your life's joy in a mad scramble for power, for identity. End, you will always kneel.
I want to know why Loki let us take him. He's not leading an army from here.
I don't think we should be focusing on Loki. That guy's brain is a bag full of cats. You could smell crazy on him.
I've care how you speak. Loki is beyond reason, but he is of Asgard. And he is my brother.
He killed 80 people in 2 days.
He's adopted.
Tell you what, throw a little hot rod red in there.
Yeah, that should help you keep a low profile.
So, this all seems horrible.
Yeah, I can fly. Yeah, I can fly.
When did you become an expert in thermonuclear astrophysics?
Last night. The packet. Selvig's notes. The extraction theory papers. Am I the only one who did the reading?
Does Loki need any particular kind of power source?
He'd have to heat the cube to 120 million Kelvin just to break through the Coulomb barrier.
Unless Selvig has figured out how to stabilize the quantum tunneling effect.
Well, if he could do that, he could achieve heavy ion fusion at any reactor on the planet.
Finally. Someone who speaks English.
Is that what just happened?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Is it better to be feared or respected? And I say, is it too much to ask for both?
Am I making you uncomfortable?
No. I always forget to wear a deodorant and dance with my paws in front of everyone that I work with in a dress with no back.
You look great. You smell great.
Oh, God.
But I could fire you if that'd take the edge off.
I actually don't think that you could tie your shoes without me.
I'd make it a week.
Really? Sure. What's your social security number?
5.
5? Right. You're missing a couple of digits.
The other 8. I got you for the other 8.
Find an excuse to let one of these off the chain, and I personally guarantee you the bad guys won't even want to come out of their caves.
Welcome to The Ultimate Unwind. This is Grego, my Lego. No rush here. Just building, relaxing, and talking Lego. Subscribe now to Grego My Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story.
Yeah, I can fly.
A vodka martini, please. Very dry with olives, a lot of olives, like at least 3 olives.
Mr. Stark.
Yeah?
Agent Coulson.
Oh, yeah, the guy from the
Strategic Homeland Intervention and Force Mill Logistics Division.
A new name for that.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
When did you become an expert in thermonuclear astrophysics?
Last night. The packet. Subic's notes. The extraction theory papers. Am I the only one who did the reading?
Does Loki need any particular kind of power source?
He'd have to heat the cube to 120 million Kelvin just to break through the Coulomb barrier.
Unless Subic has figured out how to stabilize the quantum tunneling effect.
Well, if he could do that, he could achieve heavy ion fusion at any reactor on the planet.
Finally. Someone who speaks English.
Is that what just happened?
Your eyes are red. A few tears for your long-lost boss?
Tears of joy. I hate job hunting.
Yeah, vacation's over.
Yeah, I can fly.
They say the best weapon is when you never have to fire. I respectfully disagree. I prefer the weapon you only have to fire once. That's how Dad did it. That's how America does it. And it's worked out pretty well so far.
Iron Man, that's kind of catchy. It's got a nice ring to it. I mean, it's not technically accurate. It's a gold titanium alloy. But it's kind of evocative, the imagery.
Yeah, I can fly.
What, do you got plans?
As a matter of fact, I do.
I don't like it when you have plans.
I'm allowed to have plans on my birthday.
It's your birthday?
Yes.
I knew that. Already?
Yeah, isn't that strange? It's the same day as last year.
Well, get yourself something nice for me.
I already did.
And?
Oh, it was very nice.
Yeah.
Very tasteful. Thank you, Mr. Stark.
You're welcome, Miss Potts.
I thought you said you were done making weapons.
It is. This is a flight stabilizer.
It's completely harmless.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I can fly.
You've been called the Da Vinci of our time. What do you say to that?
Absolutely ridiculous. I don't paint.
And what do you say to your other nickname, the Merchant of Death?
That's not bad.
I don't like bullies. I don't care where they're from.
Yeah, I can fly.
Let me guess. Berkeley?
Brown, actually.
Well, Ms. Brown. It's an imperfect world, but it's the only one we've got. I guarantee you, the day weapons are no longer needed to keep the peace, I'll start baking bricks and beams for baby hospitals.
You rehearse that much?
Every night in front of the mirror before bedtime.
I can see that.
I'd like to show you firsthand.
I've got your clothes here. They've been dry cleaned and pressed, and there's a car waiting for you outside that will take you anywhere you'd like to go.
You must be the famous Pepper Potts.
Indeed I am.
After all these years, Tony still has you picking up the dry cleaning.
I do anything and everything that Mr. Stark requires, including occasionally taking out the trash. Will that be all?
Yeah, I can fly.
Oh, I thought the beast had won it all. You're missing the point. There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. Maybe your army comes, and maybe it's too much for us, but it's all on you.
we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Yeah,
I can fly.
Day 11, test 37, configuration 2.0. For lack of a better option, dummy is still on fire safety. If you douse me again and I'm not on fire, I'm donating you to City College.
I am Iron Man. You think you're the only superhero in the world?
Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know.